You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in the Americas section.
Colombia, spies in trouble. The domestic intelligence agency is caught misbehaving again.
In Colombia, most politicians, senior officials, opposition figures, business leaders, journalists, and of course suspected drug traffickers and leftist rebels have long been careful about what they say over the telephone, assuming that someone is recording their conversations, legally or otherwise. Their suspicions, it turns out, were justified. An investigation by a news magazine, Semana, found that domestic intelligence officers had been intercepting the phone calls and emails of dozens of public figures, including Supreme Court judges and President Álvaro Uribe's private secretary, without court orders. Semana said the group of intelligence officers was intercepting the messages in exchange for cash. Government spokesmen said they were part of a drug trafficking-related mafia that has infiltrated the intelligence agency. But critics say only the government would be interested in the phone conversations of opposition figures. They suspect that senior officials ordered the taps. Either way, the scandal at the Administrative Security Department, DAS, casts a cloud over Mr. Uribe's tough but successful security policies, which have pushed leftist rebels far from urban centres and restored government control over much of the country. The DAS answers directly and exclusively to the president. Under Mr. Uribe, who has been in power since 2002, it has been a maelstrom of criminal infiltration and scandal. Mr. Uribe's first DAS chief, Jorge Noguera, is in jail and facing conspiracy charges for allegedly colluding with right-wing paramilitaries and providing them with information on union activists who were later targeted for assassination. Another DAS director resigned in October 2008 when it was revealed that one of her intelligence officers had issued a directive ordering the surveillance of Gustavo Petro, an opposition senator. The current director, Felipe Muñoz, has been at the job only a month, and according to the magazine's investigation, many of the agency's illegal recordings and files were destroyed before he took office. But the DAS is only one of several Colombian agencies equipped to eavesdrop. The National Police, which comes under the Defense Ministry, was hit by a similar scandal in 2007, when 12 senior officers were forced to retire after another illegal wiretapping ring was uncovered. Uncharacteristically, Mr. Uribe has issued only a brief statement since the latest scandal broke, saying he did not order the wiretaps and claiming to be a victim of this infamy. So far, the deputy directors for counterintelligence, analysis and operations at the DAS have been fired in what will probably be another big shake-up at the agency. The defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, one of Mr. Uribe's most loyal lieutenants and a possible candidate to succeed him, if, that is, Mr. Uribe decides not to seek a third consecutive term in 2010, was in Washington for meetings with members of President Barack Obama's cabinet when the scandal broke back home. Mr. Santos was one of the government officials targeted in the taps. He suggested that the DAS be abolished and replaced by a new and leaner civilian security agency. He will probably face some tough questions from American officials about the latest spying episode as the Obama administration weighs the future of a $500 million annual aid package that America has been giving Colombia for nearly a decade. Among the billions of dollars in aid, America has provided eavesdropping equipment to Colombian security forces for the principal, fundamental and sole objective of combating drug trafficking and terrorism, said America's ambassador to the country, William Brownfield. A Colombian government spokesman said dismantling the DAS was not under consideration, but that a complete overhaul was planned. 3 years ago, after Mr. Noguera, its then chief, was charged with putting the agency at the service of paramilitary warlords, a special commission made a series of recommendations to clean up the organization, but few of these were implemented. According to a commission member, Carlos Gustavo Arrieta, if even some of the measures had been put in place, we might not have ended up where we are today with this.